Thanks, Joan. Any of you who have heard Joan read know that it was like hitting the jackpot to have her in my class. And the encouragement just came naturally from that experience. Thank you, Joan, Jimmy, and Don. My first reading here was in 1984. The bathroom is still the same, and I don't miss being drunk in that bathroom. It's not a good bathroom to be drunk in, by any standards. Okay, I'm going to read a series of poems. When I was a first-generation college student, and my father was really concerned that I study something that would lead to a job, you know. And so the idea was that I was going to go into advertising. And then I got involved in poetry. And that didn't actually happen. I mean, I did something like that for a while, but I mostly went into writing and academia. So this, I hope, wherever my father is now, will appease him. This is a series of poems, How to Sell Things. So I hope that I'm still doing it. I understand advertising, at least. How to Sell Trucks. You never use a woman's voice unless it purrs and gasps. Really heavy denim sometimes chaps. There is usually a sunrise or a sunset, lots of landscape, also mud. In theory, everything must be moved, including huge chunks of the landscape depicted. The man in the foreground will be bigger than the mountain behind him. American is said with a growl. Cows are less frequent, but not prohibited, as long as there is a bull, or at least horns of a bull or ram or other studding stock. Women may or may not appear. Nobody smokes anymore. You can cast someone who might have been a Marlboro man in another era. His facial hair should not be an issue. Wildlife must be alive and moving, or, if still, staring at the truck in awe. We know they will die. How to Sell Catheters. No one should look as though they actually need them. Pose them on nice furniture. Make sure they say the word freedom at least once. Sitting is fine. No real need for dancing. We are not selling pads here. Everything above the waist. List the types available and give each one a catchy name. You can't have someone involuntarily committed for psychiatric evaluation if they are incontinent, but you can if they don't think it's a problem. Focus on the solution and not on the problem. How to Sell Animal Rescue Charity. Look him in the eye and ask him, when he used, did he abuse her? The eyes of the animals look unsure, all iris, and not so much accusing as encompassing. They ask so little, and they ask so much, through no fault of their own. Too cute, turned on its head, spilled from the ash can, trailing tampons, cone of shame. If she flinches when you go to pet her, don't assume. This is a world free of politics per se. Persecution of people is not as persuasive. What a lovely voice. I'll never hear that song without these faces saying everything and nothing at once. How to Sell Nursing Homes. There must be light. It must be so light that even the darks are ethereal, so light that it's actually cloudy with light. People must be in their day clothes and socializing, preferably in open food court kinds of spaces. No matter how contemporary or dated the setting, try not to photograph in a way that suggests that the setting will outlast the people in it. The music will be upbeat, harsh notes or rough edges shaved off like bone-yellow heel skin. At no time should the guy who serves the food be listening to hip-hop or metal through his skull candy. Do not dwell on beds or bathrooms. Night scenes are counterindicated. Floral arrangements should differ in degree from those commonly set around caskets. Mostly, you should make it all seem happy, so the people on the outside will be happy, too, and relieved. This is why the light must pass through this sort of sieve. Thank you. How to sell eyebrows. See also artful reputation. Boil the blue or the green or the brown in a clear kettle hanging from them. Neither too brooding nor too full of surprise, neither caterpillar-esque nor distant starlings. Consideration. There can be too much inscribed, a surfeit, when they coincide with tortoise shells or other stern indicators of gray matter. Hollywood is never far behind when trails of chocolate point to the beginning of the cheekbone, C.F. Crawford, Joan, or worse, my high school typing teacher, full-blown from the brain of Eisenhower, emerging from the pool of swivel chairs. How to sell lotion. The skin of the women should shine, but not too much. There will be nudity, but it will be impressionistic bathtub or shower nearby. Cheekbones should widen the faces into plates, porcelain, bronze, copper, or midnight in May when the smell of lilacs infuse it with violet. Droplets of water should stand in small domes. No pores will appear on live models. However, in the diagrams meant to explain the hard science, they're gopher holes drinking in slow prairie rain, or just drains. And the last one is how to sell sleep. A fundamental innocence, wet lips, and condensation windows full of incandescent fireflies. Why attack non-existent cold symptoms when your airways are stairways for wayfaring thoughts? Always show the morning sun and someone refreshed by its spillage on the sheets, ready, as they say, to greet the day. Thank you.